1 Timothy 6:20 says, O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called. We've been discussing the evidence for God found when looking at the cell and DNA, and it's only natural to wonder, where did the cell come from? You see, many who reject the existence of the God of the Bible do so with blind faith in the idea that life came into existence by some natural process that did not include God. They believe that a single cell just popped into existence and eventually somehow began to just live. That living cell somehow began to duplicate itself and replicate life. This theory is called spontaneous generation and is completely unscientific. It's just believed because it has to be true. If life didn't just spontaneously come into existence from non-living matter, then life could not exist and could not have evolved according to the naturalistic evolutionary theory. Therefore, says the Darwinian believer, spontaneous generation happened. Why? Because it had to. That's the worst sort of circular reasoning and is completely anti-scientific. But without this, the Darwinian evolutionist must at least admit to the possibility of a creator. No honest, intelligent person is going to embrace an idea without any scientific evidence or support just because it has to have happened in order for the rest of your house of cards to stand without collapsing. And it's important for the Bible-believing Christian to help others understand that they've just skipped over and ignored this unanswerable refutation of spontaneous generation. The whole theory of Darwinian evolution is built upon a foundation of sand. First of all, their theory regarding the origin of the universe, that there was nothing, not even space, for there to be anything. But somehow, something showed up. It was there, and it exploded in a big bang. That is the completely anti-scientific theory of the origin of our universe with space, time, and matter. Then, secondly, the remnants of this massive explosion, which would have melted in on itself if it had happened that way, somehow spread out in space that wasn't there in the first place, and organized itself randomly into everything that we see, and some single cell organism somewhere at some time, for no reason, just popped into life. That's not science, folks. That's religion. A religion intended to somehow get rid of God, and in so doing get rid of accountability, responsibility, and judgment day. And that is why the Apostle Paul's warning to us includes avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called. Science, real science, is observable. Science can be demonstrated. True science is like putting together a puzzle. One time I sat down with my kids to put a puzzle together. It wasn't a simple puzzle, so it took some time. Then when we came down to the end, putting the last few pieces together, I thought something was off. So I counted the pieces. Then I counted the empty spaces. And I realized that as my daughter eagerly filled in the blanks, she was going to be disappointed to find that a few pieces of the puzzle were missing. We never did find those missing puzzle pieces, so I threw the puzzle out because it was of no use. Puzzles need all the pieces in order to be any good. And that's what's wrong with the Darwinian puzzle. Pieces are missing. And in addition to the missing pieces, the idea of this unscientific theory of spontaneous generation has been refuted by mathematicians. And this includes some who want to believe in Darwinianism, men and women who aren't even Christians. We'll talk about that next time. In the meantime, we must continue to demand the facts. When we do, we see the evidence for design in addition to the evidence for the infallibility of God's Word. And combined, our faith continues to grow as we wait for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ to take us out of this present world and into a world that He has gone to prepare for us. And that's what it's all about, knowing our Creator and Savior, Jesus Christ.